Now, in this week's Czechs in History, Colleen O'Connor looks at the life and work of the legendary Czech actor and writer Jiří Voskovec.
Nazdar, přátelé, tady je Voskovec minus Zerich u amerického kukátka. Tak tedy dnes slavíme výročí své říjnové svobody.
The voice of Jiří Voskovec, one half of the legendary Czech duo Voskovec and Verich, whose work at the Liberated Theatre, or Osvobozené divadlo, in the 1920s and 30s, left an indelible mark on Czech culture. Jiří Voskovec was born near Benešov in 1905. He became friends with his future collaborator Jan Verich after they met while they were still in high school. In 1925, they established Osvobozené divadlo, or the Liberated Theatre, which soon became one of the most popular venues in Czechoslovakia. The editor of the Svět a divadlo theatre magazine, Jakub Škorpil, has done extensive research on the work of Voskovec and Verich, and is in no doubt about the importance of the duo's work to the development of Czech theatre.
They somehow became cult figures because they were using the principles of avant-garde theatre, of modern theatre, combined with pop culture, of popular music, of jazz, of course. And they were first who were able to combine a Czech language or simply Czech lyrics to the jazz music, which was some breakthrough or which was really unique at the era.
Z vedlejšího domu, co jsem jí měl tak rád, vykládá teď kde komu, jaký jsem špatnej chlap, že prej mě kvůli tomu nemůže júzovat.
Voskovec and Verich's astute use of popular music by legendary jazz pianist Jaroslav Ježek and their own unconventional humor soon had crowds flocking to the intimate space of the Liberated Theatre, and the pair quickly became a fixture on the cultural landscape of Czechoslovakia between the wars. According to Jakub Škorpil, their success left a lasting impact on Czech theatre and influenced subsequent generations of theatrical artists.
After the war and during the communist era, they somehow became models for new generation of performers like Jiří Suchý and all the movement of so-called small theaters, like mainly Semafor, Jiří Suchý and Jiří Schlitter, and all this movement which became at the 60s.
Tady Voskovec a Verich. Všem fašistům halo, halo, halo.
Halo, H jako Hitler.
A jako Adolf.
L.
As Voskovec and Verich's work evolved, it became more satirical in tone, and they used their biting humour to address many of the issues that preoccupied the generation that came of age in Czechoslovakia in the 1920s and 30s. Jakub Škorpil again.
They, of course, were speaking for the socially disadvantaged people. They were talking and making fun of things that normal people thought were funny, or they were talking about troubles the normal people had. So this was the situation, and they were extremely popular. They were really two cult figures in the pre-war.
Sometimes Voskovec and Verich's plays were so provocative that their work took on a relevance that was not simply confined to the cultural arena, but to society at large. Not least when an infamous riot broke out after right-wing extremists tried to break up a performance of their anti-Nazi piece, Executioner and Fool, in 1934. Given the subversive anti-fascist tone of much of their output, it's no surprise that both Voskovec and Verich felt compelled to flee Czechoslovakia just before Nazi Germany annexed the country in 1939. They spent the war years in the United States, where they continued to work whenever they could. This included playing Stefano and Trinculo on a Broadway production of The Tempest, which was well received by critics, and they also wrote and broadcast many Czech programs for the Voice of America station. When the war ended, both men returned to Prague to reopen the Liberated Theatre. Their attempts to repeat their pre-war success were cut short, however, when the Communist Party seized power in 1948. There was no room for the seditious humour of Voskovec and Verich's work under the new totalitarian regime, and their theatre was closed down. Sadly, this spelled the end of the hugely successful Voskovec and Verich partnership, as Voskovec decided to emigrate while his friend elected to stay at home. Jakub Škorpil says both men probably took their decision on the basis of their family circumstances.
Verich already had wife, from Czech Republic. He had daughter. So maybe this what played some role in his deciding to stay in Czech Republic. Maybe he and his family, maybe they were not so happy in America as maybe Voskovec, who always has been more international type of person, if you can say. Even his family, his mother was French, so he had those basics, so it was maybe easier for him to just leave.
Voskovec eventually settled in the United States after spending a couple of years in France. Although his background meant it was possible for him to make a new life for himself in a foreign country, he never forgot his Czech origins. The art collector and fellow Czech emigre, Meda Mladková, became friends with Voskovec in America, and he often stayed at her house in Washington.
We became very good friends, obviously. Every night we had dinner together. We had very wonderful discussions because we both were refugees. We both remembered our country, especially Prague, and we just became friends. Voskovec was a great patriot. When we were alone, we were talking only about our country.
Ah! He's sailing back to home sweet home, that biggest pipe dream of all. What little brain the poor Limey has left that isn't in whiskey pickled, Hickey has made crazy.
The sound of Jerzy Voskovec acting in English as the Boer War veteran Piet Wetjon in the 1973 film version of Eugene O'Neill's The Iceman Cometh. It was a relatively small part for an actor who had always enjoyed star billing in his homeland. But Meda Mladková says this was something he had to get used to in America.
He spoke well English, but he had the accent. I mean, we never lose the accent when we didn't start to learn the language when we were 3 years old. So he never could have the first role, I mean, really be. He always was the second one, if you wish. But he played with Elizabeth Taylor, with Burton, with, you know, great actors. Sometimes he was very unhappy because he had probably to accept some plays which he would not have liked so very much. He had a very difficult life. I remember very well, you see, we have a beautiful house in San Tomas in Virgin Island, I mean, the Caribbean island. And I was telling him many times, why don't you go now and rest? He said, Meda, I cannot afford it. I have to sit in New York next to the telephone day and night to get a new engagement. You can imagine, he could not afford to spend 3 or 4 weeks somewhere to rest.
Despite the fact that Jerzy Voskovec, or George Voskovec, as he became known to Western audiences, often had to struggle to make ends meet, he did eventually establish himself as a highly respected character actor in both theatre and film. He played Juror No. 12 in the classic legal drama 12 Angry Men, and also had substantial roles in many other films. He was equally prolific in the theatre. He won an Obie Award for his performance of the title role in Franchot Tone's production of Uncle Vanya, and was a member of the original cast for the first theatrical run of Cabaret. He also worked with many of the leading directors of his day, including John Gielgud, Tyrone Guthrie and Peter Brook. Jerzy Voskovec died at the age of 76 in his adopted country, just a few months after his long-standing friend and partner, Jan Verich, had also passed away.
Z vedlejšího domu, co jsem jí měl tak rád, vykládá teď kde komu, jak...